From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Laos, site of the 28th meeting of Southeast Asian nations, or ASEAN, India's prime minister will take part Wednesday in the 14th ASEAN-India Summit and also Thursday's East Asia Summit in Vientiane. In a speech Tuesday, President Barack Obama reaffirmed the long-term interests of continued U.S. engagement in the region.
In this region, we see hundreds of millions of young people with high expectations for their lives. With many of our major trading partners and most of the world's growing middle class, growth here can mean more jobs and opportunity in all countries. This region is home to five of our treaty allies and some of the world's most capable militaries, which means Asia will shape the course of global security.
Addressing hundreds in the Lao National Cultural Hall Tuesday, Mr. Obama explained how deeply the U.S. has become involved in the region during his two terms in office.
With Indonesia and Malaysia, we're promoting entrepreneurship, we're opposing violent extremism, and we're addressing environmental degradation. With my recent visit to Hanoi and Ho Chi Minh City, we've shown our commitment to fully normalizing our relationship with Vietnam. We've elevated our ties with India across the board, and we welcome India's growing role in the Asia Pacific. We've deepened our cooperation with regional institutions, especially here in Southeast Asia.
He said the U.S. has expanded its alliances and security ties with a number of Asian countries and is pursuing what he called a constructive relationship with China. Tunisia's defense minister has urged his country's North African neighbors to cooperate to halt Islamic State fighters fleeing their stronghold in the Libyan coastal city Sirte from returning to their native countries. At a security conference in Paris, Farhat Harchani said about 1,000 Tunisians who join the IS group represent a threat to his country. He said there is no regional plan currently to deal with foreign fighters in Libya. This is VOA News. In Syria,